Obviously, the contributions have still been there the last time against this team, but where are you in terms of how much you're producing for this team and helping this team, and how satisfied you are with that so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very satisfied. I've never been this far in the playoffs. You know, obviously, every receiver wants to have, 10, 20 catches a game. But that's not always how the cookie crumbles, and it's not always the most beneficial thing for the team. Force feeding, one guy the ball just for the sake of that. Winning is obviously way more important, and there's many ways to win, and we're getting the job done. So absolutely no complaints from me, because that's all I truly want. I mean, I've had it every other way, and haven't really reached the pinnacle of the sport how I would have liked. So yeah.
To hear Joe talk about you, he values you 10 targets, 15 targets, no targets. What kind of connection have you built with him?
Good connection. Joe is from Florida, just like I am, so we have a common bond there. We grow up, we play football, we love football, we watch football. So we just all already had an intrinsic bond before I got, as soon as I got here. So, that won't change.
How much of it is a chemistry building still ongoing with Josh versus maybe just the natural game flow in terms of your involvement in production?
Yeah. Here it's more so about the flow, you know what I mean? We have, if you ask any professional player in any sport, you ask them how many championships they've won, 9 times out of 10, I'm talking about the last game type championship, not like a championship, then you got another game after there and it's another type of championship. No, I'm talking about state championships, national championships, Super Bowls, like that. Most of them will tell you they haven't won any, or they might have won one or two, maybe. Myself, I think I've won two or three, maybe. And the thing that I realized about playing on all those teams is there's a couple differences. First of all, the team doesn't really need you. Here you have so many players that are doing their job that they can get the job done without you. So that's kind of where the ego dies and the pride is put aside for the sake of the team. Like the old saying, there's no I in team. There truly isn't. When everybody is doing their job, that's how you win a championship. And so when you look at it from that point of view, all that matters is, being the last team to win a football game. So yeah.
Do you think this team?
I don't even know if I answered your question.
Yeah, I
don't even remember the question.
I like the answer. Has those qualities that you just talked about?
Yeah, 100%. We play on. We have a team where the little things matter a lot. The receivers blocking, the corners tackling. Believe it or not, those things matter a lot more than people might realize. And usually those things are underemphasized, but here they are emphasized, and it really contributes to winning.
Amari, can you reflect back to that drive from Cleveland that you made back in October, and how this whole season has turned around for you, and maybe not the way you expected it, but look at where you are.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I've never been this far in the playoffs. And when you get this far, it's like you can taste it. You know what I mean? And, this is what you dream of. Like I said before, I've had, tremendous years in the league, Pro Bowls and all those things, but none of them will amount to winning that last game.
Sean said something interesting today. He said, you can't win when you play scared to lose. What does that mean to you?
Exactly what it says. You can't, there's a saying, I play a lot of chess. There's a saying in chess, don't play to win the game, don't play to lose the game, don't play to draw the game, just play chess. It's the same thing with football. You can't be afraid of losing. You just got to go out there and play football. You practice all week, you practice the fundamentals. Now just go out there and do what you practice, and then the rest will fall in this place.
What you talk about never being this far. What's your excitement level being this far? And then how do you keep the focus on the game and the things you got to focus on when you know what's on the other side of a win potentially this weekend?
It's more so looking at it from a standpoint of, how they say you keep preparing, and then one day everything will fall in place. That's how it feels. feels like I've prepared for this moment all my life. And, you know, at times, because this is my 10th year, at times you kind of like, I guess apprehensive is the right word about it actually not happening. And then, you know, lo and behold, we have a hell of an opportunity. So I'm very excited, yeah.